Dr. Mahmoud Musa. He's from the Greater Lansing Islamic Center. Dr. Musa, how are you?
Good morning.
Tell me, how many members are now affiliated with the Greater Lansing Islamic Center?
The most congregation is usually on Fridays, and basically we get like 500-600 people attending the service.
All right. Yesterday we had a gentleman on who is going to be bringing a very controversial figure into town, and this individual didn't have a lot of kind things to say about the Quran, and I wanted to get your take on that. There's always a lot of discussion, Dr. Musa, about people who are Islamic and who don't denounce violence and radicals. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know where you get this information or people who say that get their information, because it is exactly like assuming that all Christians are violent based on the incident that happened in Oslo. I mean, last week, I'm sure you've been following what's happening in Europe. This guy who just went to the island and killed 92 youth, just shooting for 1 hour without any. I mean, I don't assume that all Christians are terrorists because of him. And same thing with the Muslims. Like there will be some people who are violent in any religion, but that does not make everybody or the whole religion violent.
Do you think it's important for Muslims who are not radical to denounce it?
I mean, we denounce it all the time, but unfortunately, I mean, it does not go out, and it doesn't seem that we are not denouncing it. At the same time, I wish people would just go like Pastor Terry Jones. I don't know if he ever read the Quran. I mean, yes, he went and he wanted to burn the Quran, but books usually are made to read, not to burn. And if he reads the Quran, he will find Jesus, peace be upon him, mentioned 28 times in the Quran. His mother, Mary, has been mentioned 34 times in the Holy Quran. So the Muslims are true Christian in the sense of following the religion as ordained.
There was a gentleman on the program, as I mentioned. We're going to talk a little bit more about him in just a little bit. But he says that in three-quarters of the Quran, it's an awesome book. It tells people how to live in a positive way. But he believes that the last quarter of the Quran denounces Christians, denounces women, tells people to be violent in some aspects. And I wanted you to discuss that.
Well, that's absolutely not true. And let me ask you, have you got chance to read the Quran yourself?
No, as a matter of fact, after my conversation yesterday, because the gentleman I interviewed said that he had read it, it made me go online, and I found a resource, and I am going to dive into it. So, no, I can't speak to it in an educated fashion.
Well, I can actually mail you a copy if you wish to read
I would love that,
well,
yes.
Yeah, I would get your address after we finish and mail you a copy, because it is really important for us to talk, when we talk about a book like the Quran or the Bible, is to really know and not to take words out of context, because if you read the whole context, you will get the message, but you can pick, there is a verse there says, don't reach the prayer. So if we will just take that verse, well, then there is nobody praying. But the whole verse says, do not reach the prayer while you are intoxicated. So that shows how people could pick a word out of context and can make a different meaning. So, but people who read the Quran find it very peaceful, inviting to live with your neighbors, with your fellow human. I mean, we all are brothers and sisters, and that's the message that any religion should be teaching.
All right. James Turpening is from a organization called Operation Freedoms, and he is bringing in Pastor Jones, who, as you know, denounces many things, including Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to not only be on the state capitol lawn speaking, but he's also going to speak in Okemos. And I wanted to get your reaction to that.
Well, I made a comment in Lansing State Journal, actually, that if he is open-minded and should be really basing his opinion on the discussion, I mean, there is nothing, I don't know what makes him more American than a Muslim. I mean, we all enjoy the freedom and that the Constitution has granted for all of us to practice our religions, different religions. Diversity is a strength, and we should nourish the diversity rather than being narrow-minded and just see the world from one angle and everybody else is different or wrong. I mean, you cannot have a portrait that is only one color. It will be just one color on the wall, but the more colors into it, the more beauty you will find. And that exactly applies to the diversity and the strength in diversity in our community and in our society.
All right, Dr. Musa, I am going to put you on hold. I want to get your phone number because what I'd like to do is to bring you and this James Turpening from Operation Freedoms. I'd like to get you both in studio, and let's talk about Islam, and let's talk about the Quran from both perspectives. Is that something you'd be interested in?
I would be glad to do it.